of the different kochos hanefesh that operate in us. There's the midas rois, there's the dimyon that activates it, there's the shulchan hayetzer that we spoke about last time, there's another part that we skipped the middle. But the different kochos hanefesh that are activated, that operate, that want, that draw, that pull, that push a person. In Perek Shvi, we move up a notch. We start to talk about something else. And that is, how do we pull all these things together and how do we go about doing actions? In other words, the Seder, pulling this way, pulling that way, but when it comes down to the bottom line, there's another ingredient that's in the picture. We start Perek Shvi, we're going to skip the first paragraph. I'm not 100% sure what he wants, to be honest with you. And I have an idea, but it's not possible to understand it until we learn the end of the parak. When we end it, and learn the end of the parak, we'll go back into the beginning. For those who still be here. Get some other shiur. Yeah? Right? Better once here. Shnei inyonim nichlolim ba'ani. Page kuf nun dalet. You have it? The topic of this paragraph, which he introduced in the first paragraph, is a very hard paragraph, which we'll come back to Bli Nether at the end. In this paragraph, he discusses the tool with which we decide to do things. The Midas is pulling you this way, pulling you that way, and Dimyon is flashing you pictures of a thousand things, and the Shulchan Ayetz, it's just like Meisim, right? It's just a regular day. And how do you go about deciding what you want to do? The kli that you go about deciding what you want to do is called the kli called ani. Me. I want. So he explains. Shnei inyonim nichlolim ba'ani. There are two inyonim which are included under the umbrella of the word I. When a person says, I want to do this. Right? I want to go here. I want to go there. I want to punch you. I want to give you a prize. I want to go buy pizza. I want to go learn a whole day. I want to daven for an essay for 45 minutes. A lot of things that I want to do, right? What does the I mean? Who's the me? She's saying, what do you mean? Why are you making life so confusing? Me is me. Who's the me talking? Who's talking? What do you mean I want? Who's the I? So say, what do you mean? That's the Shalom Bukhal. He explains, the I is not so poshut. We'll see in a minute that he's right. There are two things which are included in the word I. One is called rotzen. One is called willpower. And the second thing is hargosha, the feeling, oinig, of pleasure and tsar and pain. In the previous paragraph, he speaks about a thing called rotzen. Rotzen is a koyach nefesh. Rotzen means willpower. With which tool do we use to pick out the array and spectrum of possibilities that the koyaches hanefesh give us? The midas, Dimyon, Shulchan Hayetzer, all the other things that mentioned in the earlier prakim, how they put on the table for us a smorgasbord of opportunities what to do. But how do we go ahead and pick it? The answer is, well, I decide, right? Me. Well, what does you mean? What do you mean you decide? With which kli do you decide? So one tool that you decide with, which the word I means, is koyach haratzon. A person has in his thing a willpower, right? People who are broken don't have willpower, right? People are very depressed. They don't have willpower. They're lacking the will. So there's a koyach in a person called rotzen. I want. And that rotzen is above all the other things that we learned till now. It's a decision that I'll explain you what I mean. Because even though we gave, over the past few months, tens of examples of where the midas pull you in a certain way, right? We still have the ability to say no, correct? Right? Our double parker, which we spoke about many times for some reason, the guy who double parks, he has the choice not to scheme with the other guy, correct? The Baal Taiva who has the dimyon in his head has the choice to say no. So there is, after all the kertas and nefesh and possibilities that we learned till now, there is another ingredient called rotzen. There's a force in a person called rotzen where he can pick and choose. It's called bechira. He explains it in a minute in a very deep way. But there's a koyach in a person called rotzen. A person can exercise his koyach of rotzen to do whatever he wants at the end of the day after everything that we've said till now. That means it's a koyach in a person. So that's one thing which is included in Da'ani. Da'ani, I would use for practical terms, I would call it the bottom line. After everybody has said their opinion, the Midah said their opinion, and the Yetzer Hara said his opinion, so then comes you, right? What does you mean? So you is composed of two things. One, it's composed of my willpower, my will, my decision-making process. And second of all, what we call the pleasure and pain cycle. He explains. Haratzayin hu koyach ha'omoik. Willpower is a very, very deep koyach. But pay attention to what he calls it. It's a koyach. Rotzen is a koyach that a person has. It's very deep. Hamechavin es chayenu b'derek klal, that directs our life in general. Hainu, which is hakav haklali, the general outline, general line, the general direction. Asher lepiv, that lefiz there on uboyin es chayenu, we build our life. Ubederek prat, and on a specific way, hainu b'chlotas hamischachis miyom liyom, in decisions that we have to decide every day. Where are you going for Shabbos? How much are you going to spend on Shalach Monas? Right? Those are all decisions where your Midas HaKamtzonis says spend less, you'll have more to ben Azmanu to buy yourself a nicer suit or hat. Your Midas HaDos Gaiza says buy the nicest thing in the world. Your Midas of HaKoros HaTayu says you want to give your friend, you want to show him that you have a course. There's a whole bunch of them, right? So how do you decide? You ever thought about it? You're standing in the store over there in Gula, and there's Shalach Monas of 120. It's 4 bags of chips, 2 bags of bamboo, 3 boxes of cookies, 2 bottles of wine. Then this is for 90, 1 bottle of wine, 2 bags of bamboo, 2 bags of chips. But cool, the details work out the best. If 120, 90, and 60, what goes into the decision? So it looks like a simple decision. It's very, very complicated. It's a very complicated decision. There's kamtzonos, there's COVID, there's midas tovus involved also. There's a little bit of Yerushalayim, it's Purim for it, don't be cheap with mitzvahs, right? It's a little bit mixed in our Yerushalayim, correct? It says it has a shtickle day, no? Statement though. So we're already talking about 4 days, augers. Right? So are we schizophrenic? No. So, but who makes the decision? So what's Tutman? You're sitting there and you're thinking about it. So and then there's another meter called spending money, son. So that's the 5th day, augers. And then there's 6 days over that you really can go to a different place and buy cheaper, but you're lazy. You left it to the last minute. So there's a lot going on here. Your koyach haratzon makes a daily decision. Your roof is not around anymore. Huh? Rabbi Heimowitz asked me, shouldn't it be the strongest meter that wins? Called on Gvar, like we hadn't looked at this week. It's not like that, because in the end you have Rotson. Neil doesn't agree. You're telling me a shocking thing. If you're right, then the decision that the guy makes in the store is almost like a horse who decides between a carrot and sugar. That's what you're telling me? Right, you offer a horse. We're going to speak about this at length now in the coming weeks. You offer a horse carrot or sugar. Horses like both of them, for those who don't know. Yeah, hey. Is that called his exercising bechira? Right? Is that called his exercising bechira? What? That's not called bechira. He explains it. That's not called bechira. It's too about that. It's like going to a smorgasbord, and you have to choose between a stuffed carrot, 7-layer, chopped liver, and I don't know what they're giving now. Sushi. Sushi Euro. Isn't the Euro thing a dollar, like a finance thing in Europe? How to get Mr. Ryan to the tuna fish? I didn't want to ask. I'm embarrassed. This guy must be something very everyone knows. But I have a feeling that nobody understands why it's called Euro. Just everyone's embarrassed to ask because everyone thinks the other guy knows. Say this. I'm not embarrassed. I'm glaver on my meat is a busha, and I'm saying it. But when a guy is facing a that choice, let's get back to what we're saying. Who are we waiting for? If a guy gets back to when a guy faces that choice, is that called Bechira or Vatanat? It's not called Bechira. That's a choice. But when you're sitting in the store, I can't believe that you're telling me that one of the media that's in Gabbers, I mean, you know, decision making process, Vatanat. There's a thing called Rotzen, where the Rotzen in the end says what I want to do in the end. There's no question that the medias have had a say here. They have had a spawn in your Rotzen. Your Rotzen can give in to the medias, but there's no shall about that you're exercising Rotzen. Likewise, every one of you who are here in yeshiva learning is because you made a decision to be here. So at the end of the day, you could have 1,000 mitzvahs which are operating while you're here, while you're not here. But at the end of the day, you exercise rotzon to come here and learn, and not go to work, and not go to college, and not go to not stop your around, right? That's for sure. Oh. So that's the koyach of rotzon. Kimat, very important statement. Lo yivotzer meharotzon, you cannot hold back from the willpower, es asher hu yoizim lasos. So, ein dover ha'im yizim rotzon. Rotzon's a nuclear power, it's probably the strongest thing which exists in us. There's nothing that can stop the rotzon. Something that you really want to do, nothing can stop it. We already spoke about it earlier. So that's one thing. When a guy says, I want, I'm doing, that's, he's exercising his koyach ha'rotzon. Two, the gam tsar va'oneg margish ha'ani ha'nitzchi. But pleasure and pain also the me feels. Asher, in his batal ha'guf b'moisoi, even when the guf is in batal when a person dies, Nishara la'adam hagosh azoyis. A person remains with the pleasure, with the feeling of pain and pleasure. Ubohu mekabel asalom v'achvisa. That means Gehenim hurts. So we saw Salanta, right? We read it before. Now he's going to say something which is probably one of the most important statements in this whole sefer. Rabbi Seinu Bali Musar Motsu. The Bali Musar found out ki ka'ol sheifas adam. All the sheifas of a person miyoyim harishan mamish, from the day he's born, who lahanis, to have pleasure. Bereshiso at the beginning, who misanin gal tvarom gufnim. At the beginning, he has pleasure in physical things. The meshach his patchusoi, in the process of his development, misracheves hasagosi betanugim. It broadens, it becomes wider, his understandings, his hasoga in pleasure. That means he becomes a fine shmecker in pleasure. He doesn't just have pleasure from building blocks. He wants Lego, mischakim. Then he gets older, gets into bigger things, covered. Kolemar, oisus harocha mitzad hoirov. His parents give him compliments, chaver of his friends, his voice of his environment, ruchosh. Then he gets even older, he owns this, he's a little kid, he has this, it's mine. Then Ben Aliyahu, if you're Ben Aliyah, you're into spirituality, Hushayef Yesev Yesev Leinagam Ruchanim, as he has a she'ifa more for spiritual pleasures, a gishmak ha'tosfes, a good davening, a gishmak ha'shabbos, a good kiyum mitzvahs. Ad ha'matar ha'achorein, until the last level, is anegal Hashem, to have joy from a kodesh baruch hu, v'lehenos miziv shechinasoi, and to get pleasure from the splendor of his shechina. Yisil Sisharim. By the way, the Bali Musa speak out that the reason why, so he's saying something shocking. What runs a person is his search for pleasure and his distancing from pain. When a person says, I want, it means I want pleasure. I don't want pain. And every decision that we make involves pleasure and pain. And that's what runs our lives. Shocking statement. By the way, it's brought down in all the Svarim HaKadoshim and later than that, that the reason why the whole world runs after pleasure, the whole world runs after pleasure and runs away from pain. That's what the whole world is about. What's the reason? Because the neshama was created, a person was created to be a pleasure seeker. The neshama wants pleasure. Just the guf misunderstands the signals that the neshama is sending you. So the guf understands that pleasure is pizza, wine, women, and song. That's what the guf understands. But the neshama wants pleasure, and the reason why the whole world is looking for pleasure is because the whole world has a neshama, otherwise it makes no sense. It's for the same reason, by the way, that people run races and run marathons and run the Olympics and they climb mountains and they play basketball to win. What do you got? You gonna do it? Why do people climb mountains? In the sugar? What do they climb mountains for? I'm talking about what people do for comfort. Comfort doesn't mean that. Why do people climb? The sense of accomplishment, for sure. People run the New York Marathon. What for? The sense of accomplishment. He did it, and what do you have? You have to go honest. But what's the sugar? What are you doing? I do exercise. What's the lifestyle as they feel? The terrace is because the neshama wants to accomplish. It's all coming from pinimiyat de gazach. So we're pleasure seekers by nature. Masha ma'ane glisanu, that which gives us pleasure, who orev, is pleasant. He says a beautiful thing over here, which you all know. Sherish milas orev, the root of the word pleasant. Arevus is mizug vitaruvis. It means it blends with us and it mixes with us. Masha orev lanu, that which is pleasant to us, mismazig imatzmenu, becomes part of us. Es habilti noyim, that which is not pleasant, anu doichim, we push away. Ve'enu noisnu loyil his achid im yishusenu, we don't let it unite with our existence. Harei, masha mahano isanu, that which gives us pleasure, ze atzmenu b'sirenu, look at the star on the bottom, he says something very important. Inyan birchas v'harei, no Hashem alokeinu, es divrei sarosu b'finu, it means make Torah pleasant. Anu mispalanum shedivrei Torah yareivim lanu, it should be pleasant to us. If Torah is pleasant, it becomes part of us. It then blends with our internal koichos, and we unite with Torah. By the way, this klal applies to all mitzvahs and all of Eretz Hashem. Okay, so we have the word I want is composed of two guidelines. I want my koich harotz, and I want my pleasure and pain factor. Kesher haduk, we go further. A very, very tight knot. Mikasher ties together as koyach harotzen, willpower, im chush hano sheba ani, together with the sense of pleasure in the me. Hanekuda hapnimis sheba ani hi tchushas hano. Listen, Kiyaf is saying something very, very deep now, and he's touching at the heart of our etzem existence. Hanekuda hapnimis sheba ani, the internal nekuda in the ani, hi tchushas hano, is the feeling of pleasure. What he's saying is that at the end of the day, the person is looking for pleasure. That's the internal motion. When a guy says I, he means my pleasure. Hanekuda hachitzoin is the external expression of this is rotson. That means rotson is the tool that you're going to use to exercise the decision based on pleasure and pain. He continues. We already saw. The longing and the ambition for pleasure characterizes our internal existence. Kolema, watch this. Harotzoin ha-instinctivi, our instinctive willpower, yodea, knows, rak matara achas, only one goal. Litchoi star, to push away pain, v'lehonois. Ki hano hi chavaya atzuma, pleasure is an enormous experience. And it pulls the koyach harotzen towards getting hano. He brings a neira dikaraya. Hamesatik b'chalom varaya. Somebody who's eating chaylev or doing eris, but without kavana, he's mesatik. He's doing it agavorcha. Shekein nene, you got hano. What is it? Why you chayev? Says Rashi, hilka choshev kikavana. Hano, if you get pleasure, hayfeches es hamisasik. It takes a guy who's a misasik, who's not doing it intentionally, lemiskaven to a miskaven. Why? The memele yesh rotzon v'kavana. Because since the Torah knows that what you want is pleasure, is when you're getting pleasure, you want it, even though you weren't mechaven for it. A very tifazach. So a person's rotzon is nimshach acharei your hano. Kol oich adam loy nehenevi davar. If a person doesn't get pleasure out of something, af bishur roitz, but even though he wants it, hadavar kila mechutzaloy. It's like it's outside of him. Ulehepach im nehenevi, if he's getting pleasure to it, hagam shaloy roitz, but if he didn't want it, retzoyne misoyer adeh hano, your rotzen is misoyer adeh the pleasure you get. Now, that's all good when your rotzen and your pleasure pain factor are on the same page. So far, so good. We're way before, we haven't yet reached the purpose of a person's existence yet. So far, so good. Now, 99.99999% of the people, 99.9999% of the time, live their lives according to the pleasure and pain factor, which harnesses their rotzen, and that includes us, by the way. So, if you have a battle to get up for davening, let's talk about it for a second, okay? You have a battle to get up for davening. So, the midas which kick off the battle are the midas of atzlos, the midas of lack of Yerushalayim, lack of emuna. On the other side, there are good midas which say get up, emuna says get up, Yerushalayim says get up, okay? But at the end of the day, if a person lets the pain-pleasure factor run his life, lefi, what is he going to decide? Think about it for a second. What set the basis for the dialogue was the thing. But at the end of the day, what's it going to decide it? The pain of getting out of bed. Or the pleasure of another few minutes in bed. At the decision level. And he says, therefore, ha-hachra, the decision, bein ha-rotzen, between willpower, which is an independent koyach, as opposed to chush hanoa v'atzar, the sense of pleasure and pain, in a place where they don't meet, that's Bechira. He be de Bechira. That is Bechira. Now, Zehu Ani, that's what it means, me, quotation marks. Rotzen, willpower. Chushana, pleasure cycle. U Bechira, and choosing. So when a guy says, I want, What does I mean? After you got the setup, after the meat is created, the whole matzah, then comes me, right? I'm going to decide. What's I mean? I is willpower. I is my pleasure, my pain. And I means the bechira to choose between them. And when a person says I, either his letting the pain pleasure pull the rotten, or he's letting the rotten pull the pain pleasure, or deciding between them. But that's what it means when a guy says I want. Ha'ani shaylet al adam l'chol v'mocho. Ha'ani of rotten chush hanon bechira rules over person ruach v'guf gam yachad, his spiritual part, his body part. Koyach ha'rotzen mitzad atzma hu ruchani, the willpower mitzad itself is a spiritual power. Chush ha'anah, the sensual, the pleasure sense of a person, mitzad atzma noita lo'enog muchoshim. Mitzad itself, it's more noita to physical, mamoshes, sensual pleasures, which the senses feel, the chushim feel. Shitof ha'pula b'neim, the cooperation between these two powers of pleasure and rotzen, koy hodok is such a tight cooperation. Shenuchal liras b'zeh nekudas ha'ichud b'nefesh, it's the place where the guf and the neshama meet. Toli hu b'b'chiraseinu. Now it's up to us. Im harotzen, if our willpower, if our koyach to decide, our koyach to exercise our will, yehofech l'machshir ha'guf, will turn into a tool of the guf to do what it wants. Oy, im chush hanah, or if the pleasure cycle of a person, Yisroimen will be raised up l'she'ifas v'tchushas o'inogim ruchniyim, to feel pleasure for ruchniyim. That means the person can't get rid of the pleasure cycle. It's built into him. Sh'adam le'nivra el ishanig el Hashem v'lenus nishvotah. You're created for. But if you'll... But the pain-pleasure cycle by nature is noited to gufni z'kahanoah. So if you'll let your rotzen be mishubit to the pain pleasure cycle, so then it's going to look like that. If you let your pain pleasure cycle be lifted up by your rotzen, you can then move your pain pleasure cycle into ruchni yizika pleasures. You can't get out of the pain pleasure cycle, but you can change your idea of what's called pain and what's called pleasure. Pain could be ganed gehenna, pleasure could be a hargosha in Shabbos of kirva lekodesh baruch hu. You can change your idea of what pain and what pleasure is. By the way, this is a much deeper understanding of the blind versus the lame on a certain level. A much deeper understanding of the blind man versus the lame man is that the lame man is the rotzen. The rotzen has the willpower. He has the koyach of rotzen. He has the koyach of navigation. He has the eyes. You have the koyach of rotzen. But on a practical level, the pleasure-pain cycle is the guf. I mean, up to now we spoke about the guf in very, very blunt, prosta terms, that it has blind creatures that want this, want that, want that. On a practical level, it's the pain-pleasure cycle. At the bottom line, you're going to decide to be pain and pleasure. The bottom line. Not the creatures which are operating behind the scene, which are causing the whole tumult. But we have to go cut a decision now. I'm going to cut a decision based on pain-pleasure. Which pain pleasure do you reckon with? Do you reckon with the pain pleasure of Asad Lovay? Do you reckon with the pain pleasure of Lahenos Mizif Shkinosay? Do you reckon with the pain pleasure of a slice of pizza? That's totally in Bechira what you want to do with your Rotsen. What do you want to use your Rotsen for? But at the end of the day, it's going to be pain pleasure which is going to make the practical decision. When I say practical, it's going to decide what gets done. That's what it means, I wanted. What do you mean you wanted? It means you didn't want pain. Means you wanted pleasure. At the bottom line, that's what it means. It's the lowest common denominator. Your mechira is not to get rid of your pain pleasure. On a very high level, we're talking here. On a very high level, the mechira is not to get rid of the pain pleasure cycle, it's to lift it up and to move it into things which have spiritual pain and spiritual pleasure. Shtei efsharis lefanenu. We have these two options in front of us. Zohi ha-mashmoes ha-miduyekes shel ha-bechir m'b'chinat yedias atzmeinu. This is the exact taich. Mashmoes isn't the taich. Mashmoes is the ramifications. This is the exact ramifications of bechira, as far as what's negeh to knowing ourselves. That's what goes into bechira. Bechira is a choice between pain and pleasure versus rotzen. Let's see one more thing. Hatinuk miyom harishon, a child from his first day, he's born margish b'hanav etzar. The first thing he feels is pleasure and pain. Gam rotzen hu megala kvar b'yosipot, when he's already an infant, he already shows signs of willpower. Sheinahu abechira. That's not bechira. He choreges mitchum ha'instinctim. Bechira is out of the borderline and out of the area of instincts. V'deresha shikul sichli, and requires intellectual decisions. Lachain, b'li das ubagros, without adulthood, and das ain't bechira, a child doesn't have bechira. He can choose between two things which cause him pain and two things which cause him joy, that's not bechira. Im yelad yodea shu yei onesh, if a child knows he's going to get punished, im yikach sukariot, take candies, vumis avalan, he wants to take a cookie from the cookie jar. And he knows he's going to get slapped and he wants it. Hari yesh kan ma'avak ben shnei negiyas. We have a fight over here between two negiyas. We don't have bechira here. What do we have? Sheifa lahana, one and he wants the cookie. That's ain't taiva. Ba'pachad mei oynish. And his worry is he's going to get slapped. Hanegiyah ha'gavar believer. Here, the answer is, one of you asked, here the one that's going to win is the strongest midah. He has a midah of taiva for the cookie. He has a midah of running away from the pain. So there, the stronger one will fight in his battle. His gabrusa shall instinct echad ha'mishneyu. When one instinct is powerful, another instinct, ain likrei b'shem bechira, it's not called bechira. And therefore, he says probably the most shocking and embarrassing line in the entire sefer. Ulam nizboinin mo batmenu. Now go check yourself. Ba'adam ha'mavurba, an adult. Ha'im anachnu marbim l'shtamish b'koyach ha'bechira. If that's what bechira means, how often do we use this koyach? Tivim, person's nature, chinuch, his education, hergul, habits, Negius, Shultan Banu, they rule over us, Kemat Shultan Mukhlet, an absolute rulership. Minoyar, from youth, Atseva till old age. Yitokhin, it's very possible. Sha'odam Yoitzi Eshnoisov Mibli Lizdakik Lekoyach Bechira. A person can live his entire life and never once exercise Bechira. Baltivim Noichim, if a guy is an easygoing guy, Ashadalizos Michinuch Beisaira, he doesn't move from his parents' education, Mitzvaisov, his tata went to shul, he goes to shul, Milumada. Milamada, he does whatever they think. Nigiyasa, Michaskis says Bedarkoi, covered by Rocha Kitadik. He has Nigiyas, which tell him he's okay. Nisyanis, Lord Prokdu, he never had any big Nisyanis. Havesh Yuchal, Lahaitia, Shneisov, Vishem Toiv, he can die with a Shem Toiv. He put up a big poster, the double sided poster in Yerushalayim, Vishem Toiv, with a big name, Blisha, Yabaycha, Bedarkoi, Mitachaskama, Sikhlas, Atma, the guy never chose. He never did Avodas Hashem, Mitad a real decision. He never had a real Nisayan, he was never really tested, he never chose it. That's an extreme example, says the Rebbe. A guy never once had to choose, he never was tested, everyone was tested. But if we'll check ourselves, we'll see. It's very rare on the Mishtamshim B'Koyach HaBechira that we really use Koyach HaBechira. I'll give you an example, okay? On a very deep level. A guy could say, what do you mean? I get up every morning, I come to learn, I come to daven, I come to what do you call. It's not exactly like that. Everyone in their life knows, in their own personal life, everybody knows the areas that you're weak in, right? So, if you look back over the last 10 years or 5 years, you're younger than me, you see that in the areas that you're weak in, if it's like that, you haven't made any progress in 5 years. So, if a person hasn't made any serious progress in 5 years in certain areas, what does that mean? That means the things that are easy for you, you continue to do, right? The things which are hard for you, you haven't really budged. That's a lack of bechira. The things that are easy, you do because it's what you used to do it, and you would feel uncomfortable if you wouldn't do it, right? The things that require real choosing, you don't choose. That's called a person living on a certain level, Mulumad. That's a person living without Bechira on a certain level. And a person can live his whole life like that. That's what he's saying over here. So he says something very, 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 very strange. Okay, we'll stop here for 30 seconds.